What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Dream a Little Bigger with Lo and TK.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up? So, what country have you not been to yet that you would like to visit, TK?
Well, there was actually a map sitting in this very room with us right now, and it's got a bunch of red pins on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it, and there's a lot of them in Africa, and I feel like Africa as a continent right now has been on my mind because, well, all these Scotch cheap flights deals are just off the hook to Western Africa.
Right.
But also because,
You've never been there?
I've never been to that continent, so that's always something. I guess you asked for a country, so, I mean, maybe the Ivory Coast?
Okay.
I mean, if you really want to be adventurous, but I think—
That's an adventurous
place to
go.
That's an adventure. I think we had been talking about the Philippines, and we've been talking about— Where else? Help me out here.
Vietnam,
right. Southeast mm-hmm. Asia, because you haven't been to any of the Southeast Asia region.
Besides Indonesia.
Right, but I mean like more like the mainland.
No, I haven't. And
like Thailand,
my family's
Cambodia,
from the Philippines, Vietnam. So I would love to go there. It just also looks really beautiful, all the beaches
and
stuff.
It's so damn affordable. You can live like a king. It's amazing.
And I heard the people there are really nice.
Super. They're the best.
Yeah, so that kind of sums up that question. The next question someone had was, how do you navigate consent in little space?
Well, you should never navigate consent just in the scene, like in little space.
You, should probably, you shouldn't be negotiating things with the
not,
little
you're
one.
You're not negotiating in the scene. That's what ruins things. Like, you're like, pause, let me change the rules, right? Don't do that.
You should
that
like sucks. Talk about all this before you ever get into little space. Okay.
First of all, like, if you're going to do something with someone, whether you just met them or you know each other for a while, I would say go get a cup of coffee or a drink, whatever you want. Talk it out. Just literally just try to get these things figured out beforehand. But if you are in the scene, the only way you should have to navigate consent as a submissive or a little, I guess technically as a dominant too. Is a safe word, right? I mean,
right.
Come on, we've talked about this. It's pretty cut.
It's right? Nothing new, guys.
Come on.
Safe
we know
word.
This.
Got it. Okay. Someone asked, how did you meet your little TK?
Are we talking about meeting you?
No. Your side little.
Well, that's a big, what's the Facebook term for that? It's complicated.
Well, okay. But going back to how you met. Regardless of how things are.
Well, I didn't have an Instagram, and you said something about it online on Instagram, and then people
something
showed
about
interest.
What? Oh,
something
I put up a little ad for you.
I don't know. You just were like, let me just put out a fishing line for you, buddy. I was like, oh, thanks, babe. I was like, that was really sweet of you. Awesome.
Virtual wing woman.
Virtual wing woman. And we're just like at the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas having a very chill weekend.
We need to go back there.
I love that place.
Okay. Moving on.
In the best room.
Yeah.
And so then I made an Instagram because you said, hey, you should talk to this girl. I did.
Oh yeah. She reached out to me first.
That's right. Okay. Well, you prefer that.
Yeah, I do.
That's
usually
fine. Just say it. You prefer it. You don't need to beat around the bush.
Yeah. It's really nice when a girl takes the time to reach out to me first. I mean, her intention was actually to ask me if I'd be her mommy.
Correct.
But for reasons I don't need to discuss here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's
please
just
don't.
Okay. You know, it just wasn't going to work out. So I was like, hey, well, you should talk to TK, basically, I think, right?
And it was great. And we met over like Instagram video, and we got to know each other as people. And then like a month and a half, 2 months-ish, we met up in person. And that was the first time that you went and visited your boy. So we planned at the same time, right?
Yeah, that worked out pretty nicely.
Yeah, it did. I think that was the thing that made it a little bit easier for both of us was like we're both exploring things separately but together. Like, I don't know. I thought that was a really nice romantic notion. Like, it seems a little stupid, but
we're so non-traditional.
No.
So romantic. But really, it is. I get what you're saying.
You know, come on, back me up here, right?
It's like when you're doing a threesome and your partner's fucking someone else and they're looking at you in the eye.
And they just like, it's they're romantic. like telling you with their eyes, like, I love you so much.
Exactly. For this. Like, thank you. I love you.
And this is great. And I did feel like that weekend, we talked a decent amount. I mean, not like every second, of course, but you know.
You were sending me videos and pictures of you two and the things that you were doing.
And then I was asking for details, you know, here and there, because I personally don't need to see
a grown man in a diaper. I'm like,
it's not that I have anything against it. I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Speaking of that, someone has asked, would you and TK ever have a double date with your littles?
I think one of our like long-standing fantasies is a family dynamic, like playtime. And now, it, of course, didn't start off with both of us being the tops, but now that's what that will be. So, yeah, I think that'd be great.
Really? I'm surprised you said that.
I think if all four of us, like, got along and, like, you have to work towards that and you have to have four people that are like, yeah, this could be fun. This could be a kinky thing. Like, and then, of course, you go to that bar, you go to that coffee shop and talk things out first.
Huh. I was not expecting you to say that.
But it has to be like, it's not just about you and me being okay or like with like each other's littles. I think it's also like the littles or the third and fourth person, if you will, also liking each other, at least on like a friendly basis. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to put people in uncomfortable situations.
Of course. So I just thought from this question, when they said double date, I was imagining like not anything kink related. Would that be something you were?
How the fuck would I meet up with them? Exactly. No offense, guys, but unless you want to be my kink friends or you live close enough by to be our real life friends, if you're anywhere in between, forget about it. It's nothing personal, kid.
So this person asks, have you and my boy interacted before?
I do not think so.
But no, that is, you haven't, right?
That is not on him. It's not.
I feel like there's just personal preferences.
There's preferences here, and I have a strong preference one way, and I'm watching. Like, I'm keeping an eye out. I'm not,
what does that mean?
I'm just saying, I'm just a wolf just walking the perimeter, right? And just I'm just checking
your
it
guard
out.
Dog?
Yeah, basically. The guard dog with a mom and a baby, right? I mean, that's what that boils down to.
It's interesting, though, because you guys don't interact, but I interact a lot with the people that you're babying. Or not babying, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Caretaking for.
Totally. I think, again, that's preference. I think that you...
I appreciate
you
that.
You have an appreciative, like, I'm going to use this term, okay? It's probably the wrong term, so correct me, but... like a sisterhood kind of thing. Like, we're all women. Like, let's be nice to each other. Like, respect me. Like, I'm the queen, right? I think that means a lot to you. No, I do. I've been thinking about this. I think that means a lot to you. Like, you just need people to like show up, have some respect, and then go. And then you're like, well, here's the door. Let me unlock it for you.
Yeah. One thing I really like about the girl that you play with is she will reach out to me before you guys hang out, and she'll let me know, like, hey, TK, let me know that you were gonna let us hang out, and I'm like, I want to let you know I really appreciate it. And to me, as a words of affirmation kind of girl, I'm like, that's cool. Like, it feels less sketchy. Like, I don't think that's the right word, but you know what I mean? Like,
no, I that's exactly the right word. What you're describing is like total transparency. And it's always, I feel like with any new dynamic, like, it, you're always striving for transparency. You don't always hit the mark, right? But like, you like, that's really important. And so it's not just transparency, you and me, but it's transparency if requested, right? Right. I didn't request transparency right to you and your little, because I'm like, I'm not worried. Like,
and some guys just don't want to have that interaction.
We're males, right?
Like, we'd rather
stand across a bar and look at each other. Until someone like does something that forces us to like interact with each other,
probably won't.
I'll deal with it then, right? Yeah. And I don't want that.
And at the time when I first met him, you didn't have any social media. You didn't have Tumblr. You didn't have Instagram. They're unlike me, you know, people know that they can reach out to me and they know that I'm with you. It's a little bit, it's just different, you know?
Yeah, it's different.
So anyways, hope that answers your question, you guys, and we'll see you here next week.
Later.
Bye.